From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
I'm glad you got on to this. This Australian thing is an Albanese idea, this subsidies for manufacturing, where this goes and what's the thinking behind it.
We're starting to get all of the pre-budget announcements now, aren't we, as is the modus operandi these days. 30th of May for us, so 3 weeks of being drip-fed the important announcements. More this morning, isn't there? I think Nicola Willis is talking this morning. Yeah, but as I said, yesterday the Australian budget is imminent. It's on the 14th of May, and Albanese was in Perth yesterday, and he got me interested in their business policies because Albanese was busy spruiking one of those yesterday. I'm referring to the Future Made in Australia Act. Now, this is going to see supposedly billions of dollars directed into subsidies for local manufacturing, green industries, new technologies, grants, loans. They're even talking equity injections of $1 billion Aussie dollars for making solar panels. There's $1.4 billion for critical mineral projects, $2 billion for hydrogen. This is an interesting one, $940 million, I'd call that a billion. I believe this is a direct investment into a business, a Silicon Valley startup called PsiQuantum, in the hope that it will build the world's first commercially useful quantum computer in Brisbane. Quite a bit of debate and concern, Mike, over whether these initiatives could crowd out private investments. Could they potentially add to inflationary pressure with sort of spreading money around? It runs in the same vein as the much vaunted US Inflation Reduction Act, which some would argue has been somewhat of a misnomer. But anyway, he used the speech yesterday to announce a commitment of $566 million, which is spread over 10 years, to map the whole of Australia, and not in the Google's map sense, not in the traditional sense, but this is a mineral map. So identifying critical minerals, strategic materials, as well as the sort of old school minerals like iron ore and gold. The Act will also look to streamline international investment into national priority projects, so making it simpler and easier. There is going to be tax reform for business as well. Now, this is expected to be in the form of investment allowance. I saw it described in the media yesterday as a supercharged asset write-off scheme, so it won't be, I don't believe it's going to be direct tax cuts. So I think this is all quite relevant to New Zealand, Mike, at the moment. So we're in the middle of our budget, so how are we going to support business in that budget, you know, as well as alleviating the cost of living pressures, and also this, the debate we're having at the moment as to how we use our natural resources. Correct. Because the Aussies seem to be fully committed to it.
They do indeed. Earnings season, where are we at?
Yeah, I just wanted to recap the US earnings season, Mike, because it's winding down. You've had over 80% complete. And earnings, Mike, are one of the key macro drivers of share market performance. What's happening with earnings tends to drive share market direction in the US market, key influence in other markets. So quarter one earnings, I would say so far, so good. Couple of themes, though. If you want to be very simplistic about it, how have the Magnificent Seven gone? And then how are the rest doing? And if I look at the Magnificent Seven and just sort of quickly run through them, Amazon share prices bounced, it can bounce back sharply after earnings. Apple also bounced, earnings better than expected, guidance for stronger revenue growth next quarter. Alphabet, Google, back to their April high in the share price, leveraging AI. You got this theme of cloud business going pretty well across a number of these companies. Nvidia, share price back over $900. Microsoft, better than expected. Tesla was kind of weak, but the market just once again bought into the story. And the one disappointing one, Meta, Facebook under pressure. But the big picture there, no disasters. And if I look at the rest, so you've got over 80% reported, three quarters have reported earnings per share positive surprises. Earnings growth so far is circa 5%. If that holds through to the end of the earnings reporting season, it will be the highest year-on-year earnings growth since the second quarter of 2022. And earnings are expected to grow for the rest of the year. So when I add this all up, Seems like a pretty reasonable outlook, and I'm happy.
Good on you. Well, if you're happy, We're happy. What are the numbers?
Yeah. The Dow Jones is up 150 points. There you go, 39,033. The S&P 500 kind of gone nowhere. It's down 2,5185. And the NASDAQ is down 25 points, 16,306. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained about 0.5%, closing at 8,354. The Nikkei, softer day, down 1.6%, 38,202. Shanghai Composite also down 0.6%, 3,128. The Aussies gained 11 yesterday, 7804was the close there, and we lost 0.15% in the NZX 50, closing at 11,782. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar will buy you 60 US cents on the wholesale markets, 0.9121 Aussie, 0.5584 euro, 0.4801 pounds, 93.33 Japanese yen, gold $2,313, and Brent crude steady as she goes, $83.51.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.